the case he discusses is that there was a married woman working for an employer, making 2,500 shekel chadash a month. The story was in Eretz Yisrael. And one month, the employer saw that she had made 2,000 shekelim worth of telephone calls. So he wanted to just give her 500 shekelim that month. Right? She's supposed to make 2,500 shekelim, but she misused the phone for a total of 2,000 shekelim. So he thought that he'll give 500 shekelim, they'll offset, and that way he'll just pay off the 500 shekelim, and there's halacha like that. Right, he brings this Mishnah from Baba Kama, Chayin Shnei Anoshim Shechol Vazeh Vazeh. Two people damaged each other, injured each other. Mishalman Bamosim Nezek Shalom. They say, well, you damaged him $5,000 worth, and his damage was $4,000 worth, so you just pay the $1,000 extra. You don't have to go through the whole business of first paying him the whole amount, then him pay the whole amount. You just offset it. So that's what the employer wanted to do. And what's the husband saying? The husband says that there is a halacha that Mishnah Baba Kama ha'eved v'isha pigiyosin ra, a woman or an eved who damaged or are damaged, it's bad to meet one. Because ha'chobu ben chayv, if you damage an eved or an isha, you have to pay for the damages. But heim she'chobu v'acherim, but if an eved or an isha damages someone else, they're pater. The only thing is they have to pay afterwards, after the woman gets divorced or widowed, after the slave gets freed, so then they have to pay. But in the meantime, as long as she's married, a married woman doesn't pay nezikin because she doesn't own any property. Everything she owns goes to the husband. So just like a katan who damages, we've said a shir about that, is not chayav to pay. And there we said, even when he becomes bar mitzvah, al pi ikra, then he's not chayav to pay. But Isha, as long as she's married, she doesn't own any property. However, there's that chiluk that after she's no longer married, or she happens to have property of her own, so then she is chayav to pay. Okay, so how about her getting paid? So that's that, the mission of the Brisa that we know about, that it says that tiknu mezonasa tachas masi yadal, the halacha is that since the husband supports his wife, in return for that, he gets her ma'isi yadayim. So it's true, the check, she picks up the check, but whatever she earns belongs to the husband. Right? That's the halacha, that's the takana tzacham, it's written in the ksuva, that whatever a woman earns belongs to the husband in return for him feeding her. So the husband said over here to the employer, he said, you can't do that, because the money that she earned is my money. So I should pay for her damages. I'm not chayav to pay for her damages. It's pigiyos and ra. If she damages someone, she's doesn't have any money to pay, and I'm not responsible to pay for that. So the husband said, give me the whole 2,500 shekalim, and whenever, after Achamei Esrim, or after she gets, if she ends up getting divorced, so then she'll pay you the $2,000 of damages. That is the shaila. So at first, in Mishpat Shlomo, right, that's the sefer we're taking this from. Mishpat Shlomo first, right, we're going to base it on there. We'll go off arrange it a little bit differently. He wants to say, it might be totally, what's this takana ma'isi yadayim? How's it work? Is the ma'isi yadayim, what's the case? What's the takana? Is it that when she works, whatever she's working, the money, like Shapsi was saying, the money goes directly to the husband? Or is it that she keeps the money and then she has a chiyuv to give her money to the husband as part of the takana? Right? If you say that the takana is as soon as she works, that money belongs to the husband, so then you could hear the husband saying, look, I get the money and you take the loss. But if the takana is that she gets the money and she's just mechuyev to give it to the husband, so then the employer can break the process and say she's not getting the money that she should have earned because of this hezek she caused me. And he wants to say that that's a machlokus between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, because there's a shaila if the husband can be makdish her ma'isi yadayim. So Shulchan Aruch paskins in Peyalef, Simen Aleph, and Eben Ezer, if someone is makdish his wife's earnings, it becomes hektish. The Rama says he has no right to be makdish it. So you could say that that's totally in the shayla. If you hold the husband could be makdish the ma'aseh yadayim, so that's telling me that he owns it right away. He's being makdish before he gets it. He's saying whatever she earns should be hekdish. That means he has rights to it right away. But according to the Rama, says he doesn't have a right to be makdish it. So then he doesn't have power. So then it could be that she gets the money and then gives it to her. So he concludes that whenever a woman earns some money, it becomes the husband's automatically, whether it could be makdish or not, that's a machlokis, but it becomes the husband's right away, so we should paskin that the husband is right over here. He should get the full paycheck, and the employer will get paid for the damages when the wife ever gets money. That's what we say until now. But there's another sugya, and there's another issue. And especially nowadays, a woman could be making as much money or nearly as much money or more money than her husband is. So in such a case, do we say, right, the Takanas Chachamim was a case where she's mechuyev to sew, do a certain amount of spinning, right? The Braisa and Ksuba says that she has to do 5 sela weight of Shesi in Yehuda, which is 10 sela in Golil, and heavier weights in Yehuda. Right, that's what we're talking about. She does these little things around the house, but when she goes out and she has the whole salary, is it true that in that case also the husband gets the ma'aseh yadayim? Is that so pashut? The sugya we're talking about is hadafa ayrei adchak. Right, the Gemara in Ksuvos Samach Vav says that if the woman does extra work ayrei adchak, and that's a big machlokes lishonim what that means, but pashut is that she does two things at the same time, or she stays up late hours, she works at night. She does extra, right, whatever she earns goes to the husband. But if she has extra aydei adechak, so then there's a machlokas between the Tanakh and Rabbi Akiva whether she keeps it or the husband keeps it. Right? There's a concept called hadaf aydei adechak. If she exerts herself extra and she earns extra money than the normal takana, so there's a machlokas who keeps it. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Eben Ezra, Simen Pei. I have this on the second side of the handout. That if she did such a thing, she worked extra hard, the husband keeps it, so that won't help the employer anyway. The husband keeps it anyway. However, the Chalkas Mechokek, the Beis Shmuel, they both bring down from the Bach. The Bach says that the minig is, if the wife does extra work, so then she keeps that ma'aseh yadayim. She keeps it. That's the minig, he says. He says, and you need some Chalkas Mechokek. She could say, Kimli, like those that hold, that she's allowed to keep it. Okay, so if that's the case, so nowadays where she's making a whole salary, in a case where she's making a whole salary, maybe we should say that the employer is right, because he, just like she could say, Kimli, that I keep the money, the employer can say, Kimli, that she should keep the money, so I owe her money, she owes me money, we'll offset it, and I'll just pay her the difference. So that would be good, except there's two problems with that kind of employer. The first is the Chazon Ish holds that we don't go with the Bach. He says you have a Shulchan Aruch, the Rama doesn't argue, and he brings a whole list of Rishonim, Gaonim, that hold that even Hadafa Dei Adchak, even extra work that she did extra work, the halacha still is that it goes to the husband. He says, what did the Bach do? The Bach said the minig is that she keeps it. He said, did the Bach go around all Yisrael? Sharei lo shalach b'chol gevul Yisrael. He didn't send over wherever there's Jews to find out what the minig is. So you can't say the minig is to go against the Shulchan Aruch. So once we have a Shulchan Aruch, and the Chazon Ish says that's what we should paskin, even though she's working extra, still the halacha is that the husband gets it. So once again, the employer is stuck. And even if you want to hold like the Shulchan Aruch, and even if you want to hold like the Bach, I mean, and say that she should keep Hadafa Idei Adachat, so the Pischei Choshen, right, the Shrabla that we quote all the time, he has a separate one of the Svarim he has on Hilchas Ishus, he says, it's hard to know what Hadafa Idei Adachat is nowadays. In the times of the Mishnah, we know she has spun a certain amount, she stayed in the house and did this spinning, and anything she would do extra, that would be Hadafa, and that's where you have this machlokas, who's going to keep this extra? Does she get it, or does the husband get it? But he says, nowadays, I didn't see any poskim talk about what her minimum requirements of work are, to say that anything she does extra is hadafa. And he says, this lesson is, nowadays we can't force women to leave the house. Right? There's no halacha. The halacha was that women would stay in the house and do different household chores. That was the ma'aseh adayim, things that she could, a little bit she could earn while she's working in the house. He says, well, in Aseinu HaRabim, Nechshav Hadavar Kamayla B'Shidduch Sheyesh L'Isha Mitzvah. When you're reading a shidduch, it's a maila to say that this woman has a profession. So he says, that's the of Aseinu HaRabim, that we're sending the woman out to work. He says, that's not the way it should be. Now, you know, whether you agree with that or not, that's not Nogel Halacha in Choshem Mishpat. But what's Nogel Choshem Mishpat, he says, certainly, if she does go out and work, you can't say that that's Hadafa, because the minig now is that the women do go out and work, and it's hard to say that even though she's not Mechuyiv to leave the house and work, that that will make it Hadafa. The only time is if she works overtime, if she's working extra, she does a few things at the same time, right? They talk about different ways she could do it without cheating any of the employers. So then that might be hadafa. So according to the Pischei Choshen, so then the Shaila really isn't nogea b'zman hazeh, because there's no such thing as hadafa. Everything she works is her regular ma'aseh yadayim. Whatever she does, whatever a woman works nowadays, is called ma'aseh yadayim, and that will go to the husband. So once again, the employer doesn't have any taina to say to the wife, to the woman, I'm keeping your pay. It's because it's not her pay. Whatever she works belongs to the husband, and that's just the way it works. That's the takanas chachamim. But there's one other halacha. Sometimes you have a case where the husband's not working at all. Right? Could be by choice, or because he doesn't have a job. He can't get a job. Right, it could be in kollel and she's supporting him, or it could be that he got fired, he doesn't have a job at all, and she is the full breadwinner. What's the halacha then? So this shaila really was, it's 500 years old. The Marit talks about it. They all bring down this Marit. It's a chelek beis simin samach zayin. It's an interesting lashon he uses. Says I have a suffix, Benashim Ha'ela, these women, Shene Gevirus, they're Gavras. Benechnasas Bechatseiras, Sorry Malachim, and they go into the courtyards of the princes, Betirasayim, and they go into the palaces. Behema Kanios Socher, Lahavi Terif Levesa. Right, they're like these merchant ships that we read about in Nation's File, and they're bringing in the whole Parnasim, Chakal and Espaleim, and they are supporting their husbands. And from their work they accumulated large wealth. So the shaila there is, maybe here in this case the husband doesn't have any rights to what she earned, since he's not supporting her, he's not giving her any food, she's supporting him. So it could be that takana doesn't apply. And he adds, because there's halacha is, the Gemara says, a woman's allowed to say, Eini nizonis v'eini osa, I don't want to take your food, and I don't want to work for you. Right? She's allowed to say, I don't want the takanas chachamim. So the shaila is here, even though she didn't say it, from the fact that she is bringing the whole parnasa into the house, it could be in such a case, she doesn't have to give the mizonis to the, she doesn't have to give the ma'aseh yadayim, she doesn't have to give her earnings over to the husband. Right. Yeah, but halacha is if he can't, so he's not mechuyev to make himself an eved to do it. Right now he can't, for whatever reason it was, or he doesn't want to, and they agree that he wouldn't. Right? We're talking that there's agreement here, there's not a fight. But the shaila is the fact that she's doing the work, is it like she says, Eini nizonis v'eini osa? Or maybe just the whole words of the ksuva don't make sense. The whole words of the takana shouldn't apply here. The takana is, I'll feed you, but you give me your earnings. And over here, she's feeding him and she's making the money. Maybe the whole takana doesn't apply here. That's the Maritz Shaila.
Does it say based on an income or a marital status?
Right, in other words, you're asking maybe if I have a right from there that she never has money.
Right.
But there are exceptions, because we know there are cases you could give her a matana menashe in Bailach v'shusbach. You could give someone a woman a matana on the condition her husband doesn't have any rights to it. So, and in that case, she would have to give it, right? She would have to use it. So the Mishnah's talking about, because I think the Mishnah's really doing in, just because it said katan, which they have was pigosin raw, and you never get anything from. So then it says, and you should have it also. In most cases, in ordinary cases, it will be that it's pigosin raw. And certainly in the times of the Mishnah, it could be that there weren't any of these neo sofer women who went out to the palaces and made $1 million. Yes, we were talking about married. We're talking about Eved and Isha. Isha means an Ashes Ish. Right, if she's single and she's over bas mitzvah, then she has her own money. So that's the marriage shaila. In other words, we have three cases. We have the normal case where she's working, the normal takanas chachamim. So that certainly belongs to the husband. Then we talked about if there's a case of a hadafa, she works extra. So then there's a machlokis rishonim, it's a machlokis shulchan aruch and the bach, whether that extra that she does belongs to her or belongs to the husband. It seems the Chazon Ish says we should go with the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that case also goes to the husband. And we said Pesach Choshen said it could be it doesn't even apply nowadays, because whatever she's working, that's normal nowadays. There's no such thing as working in the house and making a living like that or making money like that. Now we have this third situation where she is the sole breadwinner, right? She's making all the money. She's making all the money, which is the Maharit says he has a suffix, what the halacha is. So what is the halacha? So Mishnah the Malach brings a raya that if she earns the whole money, brings from the Rishonim, he says that if the husband isn't giving her any food, so then she keeps it. She keeps her Maisiyah dime. Maybe you'll say, well, it's a Mitziyah, and Mitziyah also goes to the husband, but in that case also, if she's not getting anything from the husband, she keeps her mitziyahs also. So the Mishnah Melech says, if she is the sole breadwinner, she's getting nothing from her husband, so then the halacha is that she keeps her ma'isiyah dayim. So in such a case, the employer would have a taina. Right, so we have the Mishnah Melech, who says that if she's not getting any food from the husband, she could keep her mitziyah. The Chazon Ish says, a chiddush, he says, that if at one time, right, when the marriage started, the husband was supporting her, and only afterwards things went bad in his business, or he decided to go to kollel, and he's not supporting her anymore. So once he started, once the takana went into effect, and he was feeding her, so then the halacha now is all her ma'asiyah da'im go to him. Even if he stops giving her support, but the ma'asiyah da'im are his, and when she works, he gets the money, and it's like he's feeding her. Since the ma'asiyah da'im are hers, since the ma'asiyah da'im that she has belongs to him, so once that takana went into effect, even though he's not making a penny anymore, he is. He's making whatever she's making, and she's getting fed from him. It happens to be that she was a source of the income, but it's his money now, because he owns whatever she works. So even though she becomes the sole breadwinner, it now is like the husband is feeding her. So just reviewing these three cases where she didn't say anything and she's working. So the first case, if she's just doing the regular chiyuvim, so for sure that belongs to the husband. If she's making a good living but he's also making a living, so that it seems like according to the Chazon Ish, belongs to the husband, and according to Pesach Choshen, that's also, even if you would disagree with the Chazon Ish, it would belong to the husband, because there's no such thing nowadays. That's called regular Ma'asiyah Dayim. It's not a new category. And in this third category, where she is the only one making the money, so if he never fed her at all, right, they started off with this agreement that she was going to make all the money, even though she didn't say, Eini Nizonas V'Eini Yosef, the assumption is that that's what she meant. The assumption is that the takana doesn't apply, and he keeps the whole that she keeps her own ma'asiyah dayim. If at one point he did feed her, So then the takona went into effect. According to Chazon Ish, whatever she earned becomes his money, and now he is feeding her with his money, which he happened to get from her. So there'll be a difference if they had started off that way, or just the business went bad in the middle and he had to stop working. So in most cases, back to our Shiloh over here with the Mishpat Shlomo, in most cases, the halacha would be the husband has a good tie and he said, look, she's working, I get those earnings, and her damages, she'll have to take care of that another time when she's not married anymore, when she has her own money. The only case where the employer will have a good argument will be if the woman is supplying the whole parnasa, and more probably in a case where she always was. I mean, they speak about it in halacha as if it, like in a case of a kola where the parents agree to support the children for a certain amount of years. So some poskim say that that's considered like what they're agreeing to help the husband do his takanas chachamim. So it's like, even though it might be his in-laws that are doing it, but they're agreeing to let him do his takanas chachamim, so the takana goes into effect. Others disagree. That's an Ebenezer Shaila. But in most cases, the employer would have a taina. So he says, just to give advice to the employer, he says, you can tell her that, you know, I'm going to fire you. You didn't do a good job. And, you know, we had these halachos of schiras. If someone doesn't do a good job, they start stealing. You can threaten to fire them if, you know, and if they don't turn around and do things right. He also says you can make, if you ever hire a married woman, he says, make a tenoy in the beginning that any damages the husband's going to take care of. Put that into the contract. But if you didn't do those things, he ends up that in most cases, the husband could say, I get the earnings, and she'll pay the damages. She'll write a shtar chov, like the Aruch HaShulchan said, she'll write a shtar chov, but until she has her own independent money, she will not have to pay, and the employer will be out.